Hello, everyone. My name is Adam.
你们好，我是 Kieran.
And welcome to Lesson 18 of the ChineseLearnOnline.com podcast series, Teaching Mandarin Chinese. Each lesson builds upon the previous ones, so please visit our website for a list of lessons so far and what has been taught in each one. Today, we will finish off a dialogue that we started in our last lesson. So we'll first listen to the entire dialogue from start to finish, and then break it down for you line by line. Please follow along with the dialogue transcript if you have that available. So let's get started here.
请你自我介绍一下，你结婚了吗？
对不起，我听不懂，结婚是什么意思？
结婚是 married 的意思。
啊，我懂了。我结婚了。
你有小孩吗？
有，一个儿子，还有两个女儿。
So there you go. Let's listen to it again at a slowed down speed. Please repeat after Kieran.
请你自我介绍一下。你结婚了吗？对不起，我听不懂。结婚是什么意思？结婚是 married 的意思。啊，我懂了。我结婚了。你有小孩吗？有，一个儿子，还有两个女儿。
Okay, so let's recap the first part of the dialogue that we did in our last lesson. Try and recall the meaning of each line before we give it to you.
请你自我介绍一下。
Please take a moment to introduce yourself.
你结婚了吗？
Are you married?
对不起，我听不懂。
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
结婚是什么意思？
What does
结婚
mean? So that was last time's lesson. Let's continue with the next line from today's lesson.
结婚是 married 的意思。
So hopefully you can figure that out. Literally, it's
结婚
is married's meaning. You'll recall that
的
is the possessive particle. So it's like saying in reverse, married's meaning is
结婚.
You could also say the above as
结婚的意思是 married.
The man then replies,
啊，我懂了。
So that's saying, ah, I understand. Do you remember what
了
means? In our last lesson, we told you that it indicates a change in situation. So here, adding the
了
to
我懂
means that the situation has changed and now the speaker understands.
我懂了。
You may recall in a previous lesson, we talked about the phrase
太贵了。
What does that mean? It means too expensive. The
了
there acts in a similar form. The speaker there just realized that the item is too expensive, which is why we have the
Le.
There. You can learn these subtle differences by studying more examples. And that's exactly what we give you in the vocabulary page of this lesson, which you can find on our website. By studying more examples, you should be able to get a better grasp of the meaning and usage of such characters. The next line was,
我结婚了。
So we know what this means. I am married. Again, the
了
particle indicates that at some point he wasn't married, but now he is.
我结婚了。
The next line of the dialogue was,
你有小孩吗?
So here we have a new word,
小孩.
That's a third tone and a second tone. Do you remember what
小
means? It means little.
孩
refers to children. So that gives us little children. Many times in Chinese, you'll see an extra character added to clarify meaning. Why? Because many characters in Chinese share the same sound but have different meanings. Previously, we taught the character
还
from
还好
meaning okay. Here we have a different
还
meaning children. Now, if you're following the Chinese character versions of our transcripts, then you won't have a problem since the two characters are written differently. However, in speech, many words are made up of two or more characters just to clarify the meaning. So here, adding the
小
in front further clarifies that we're referring to children. So, do you have any children?
你有小孩吗?
Now, northern Chinese accents tend to add an extra
儿
sound to the end of that, giving us
小孩.
So keep an eye out for that, depending on who you're talking to. The next line was
有一个儿子.
So yes, I have one
儿子. 儿子
is a second tone and a neutral tone.
子
is a character that is added to the end of many nouns. So
儿子
means son. I have one son.
有一个儿子.
Note how the I is omitted, since it's derived from context. The last line of the dialogue was
还有两个女儿.
We've seen the first character
还
before. In fact, we just talked about it in
我还好.
That means I'm okay. The literal translation is I'm still good. So here we have
还有
of course is the verb to have, so
还有
means still have, or in this case, additionally have. If you hear someone ask
还有吗?
That is asking, is there any more? So
还有两个女儿.
Means, as well, I have two
女儿.
Now that's a third tone
女.
And a second tone
儿.
Meaning daughter
女.
Refers to female, while the second tone
男.
Refers to male. In northern China, you may hear daughter referred to as
女儿.
And the son referred to as
男孩.
Again, take a look at the vocabulary page on our website for a summary of all these relationships and more examples of the structures we're teaching here. For now, let's have Kiran read each line of the dialogue one more time to wrap up today's lesson. Please repeat after her.
请你自我介绍一下。你结婚了吗？对不起，我听不懂。结婚是什么意思？结婚是 married 的意思。啊，我懂了。我结婚了。你有小孩吗？有，一个儿子，还有两个女儿。
And let's listen to the dialogue again at normal speed.
请你自我介绍一下，你结婚了吗？
对不起。我听不懂，结婚是什么意思？
结婚是 married 的意思。
啊，我懂了，我结婚了。
你有小孩吗？
有，一个儿子，还有两个女儿。
Great, so thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to make use of all the resources we have available to premium subscribers on our website.ChineseLearnOnline.com. Then join us again next time for lesson 19.
再见。